You may drive by it all the time, kayak or fish in it, jog by its banks, but just how much is the Huron River worth to the communities it passes through, including in Washtenaw County? This is Lisa Berry, and that was the focus of a recent Huron River Watershed Council study, and the results have just been released. So joining us now on 89.1 WEMU is Elizabeth Riggs, Deputy Director of the Watershed Council. Hello.
Hi, Lisa.
In addition to 13 parks, game areas, recreation areas, the Huron River passes through Dexter, Ann Arbor, Ypsilanti, and elsewhere as it flows to Lake Erie. Can you put a price tag on that?
We can now. I mean, we always knew that the river and all of the streams and lakes and its watershed are really important and valuable to people in Southeast Michigan. Now we can put a price tag on it.
And that is?
We know that every year there is about $55 million of economic output that is being spent in our local communities related to river activities. And then if you add in the value every year of all of the natural systems, so the floodplains that help protect our roads and our buildings, wetlands that help clean our water and forested stream banks that keep the water cool for fish, that's another $150 million a year. And over time, and now we have a report to help us with these numbers, over time we know that the river, from all of those natural systems being intact and all of the river-related recreation, we're looking at almost $4 billion worth of economic impact from this river.
$4 billion with a B?
Yes.
Did that surprise you?
It totally surprised us. You know, this is really a baseline study. It hadn't been done before, but we recognized it was an important bit of research to do to understand in dollars, you know, what does this river mean and what would it take to replace it? And we knew the numbers would be really interesting, but they were just beyond what any of us would have guessed.
Who did the study and how was it conducted?
We commissioned the study with Grand Valley State University. Dr. Paul Isley was the lead, and he brought together a team of researchers, including economists, and we were able to fund that through family foundations to the River Up Initiative, which is a public-private partnership focused on revitalizing the river for the benefit of the communities here.
What will you do with this information? What's the benefits of knowing the economic impact of the Huron River?
Yeah, we have a number of different plans for it. Some of it is simply getting the information out to a broad spectrum of the community here. We want to go talk to chambers of commerce, as well as to some of our usual partners on our river protection and restoration efforts. But simply get the word out to help people think about this river system, it may be in a new way, because you know, one of the things that we're able to say now is that we know that if the river was a business, and this is something that's in the report, but if it were a business, it would actually make the fortune list of companies as far as market value. That's a real powerful way to help people think about the river, especially for our non-traditional partners. And then it's important information for talking to some of our local decision makers when they make planning decisions, different development decisions, to really take into account that the natural systems along the river are really playing an important function and that they you know, really are very difficult to replace. So it's a combination of trying to really underscore that protection and restoration of the system is needed in order to give a real strong foundation for things like being able to paddle on the river and have a good time.
How was the health of the Huron River? What shape is it in?
Well, we've got a great story there. You know, since the 1970s, when the Clean Water Act was put into effect, over time we've seen a lot of progress in terms of cleanup. And yet it's also, you know, it's a working river. We have about 650,000 people who live in its watershed and in a few downtowns on it. So there's certainly ongoing work related to stormwater management and aquatic invasive species. But we do have a river that has a third of its length has special protections through the State Natural River Act. So we have about 30 miles that are natural river district, which helps to give it extra protections from development, and it gives you an up north feeling when you're on the river. And then we have a lot of parkland, state land, regional metro parks, local parks, that also help to protect its banks.
Doesn't the city of Ann Arbor get its drinking water from the Huron River?
Yes. The city of Ann Arbor draws most of its drinking water from the Huron River. And then, of course, our communities throughout the watershed also get their drinking water from groundwater, which is all part of the same system.
We're talking to Elizabeth Riggs, Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, about a new economic report just out that shows overall the Huron River is worth $4 billion with a B, dollars. Do you think people realize this river? You, as I said at the beginning, you drive by it, you kayak in it. Do you think people take the Huron River for granted?
I would say that less and less that's the case. When we started River Up about 5 years ago, it was with this idea of helping to change the conversation around this river, helping people get away from that idea of, you know, what it was like in the 1970s, and that there's been so much progress, that we have one of the country's best smallmouth bass fisheries on the river, and that this is one of the country's national water trails. We became the 18th trail a few years ago. So it's, I think really what we've been seeing over those 5 or 6 years is that there is increasingly the sense of pride from people who live in the area that this is their river and they want to enjoy it and help protect it.
And the Huron River supports recreation, tourism, business activities. And are you even proposing housing be built to face the river?
Well, one of the things that we focus on is kind of that literal but also the figurative idea of taking our downtowns and helping them face the river, because some of them were built up, you know, decades ago when the river wasn't really a desirable place to be. It was dirty, and so sometimes our communities aren't facing the river, and so it's part of that change in that conversation and saying, this is a gem. This is a treasure in Michigan and in the Great Lakes. And what can we do in our downtowns to connect to it more? Is it that there's an opportunity to have a restaurant right on the water that maybe you can even kayak or canoe up to? So it's that kind of very kind of place-specific kind of waterfront development that we're trying to help encourage.
Elizabeth Riggs, Deputy Director of the Huron River Watershed Council, talking about a new economic impact report just out about the Huron River. Thanks so much for joining us on 89.1 WEMU.
Thank you for having me, Lisa.